In the Tarawih Salat last night, majority of Surah Al-Imran was recited. Surah Al-Imran, in the first Surah, Surah Fatiha, where a person asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hidayat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions there after Surah Baqarah. In Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the evils of the Jews. To stay away from the path of the Jews, otherwise you will be misguided. In Surah Al-Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the Christians. Don't follow the Christian way, otherwise you will be misguided. So in great detail, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about over 84 verses were revealed when the Christians of Najran came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they put some doubts regarding Islam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered them. Eventually they were not prepared to accept, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he engaged them, he asked them, let's have a mubahala, a kind of debate. But a person must curse the other group, whoever is on the wrong. They were not prepared to accept this. They realized Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a true Nabi. But because of their stubbornness, their pride, they were not prepared to accept Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they went back. They accepted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They paid jizya. But they were not prepared to accept Islam because of this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this great detail about the Christians in this surah, and the evil which they had within themselves, and how we should abstain from them, their lifestyle, their ways, and how we should be not become friends with the Christian people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts and begins mentioning His Qudrat and His power, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He is the one who creates us in the wombs of our mothers, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there are certain ayats of the Quran Sharif which are very, very clear, and a person has to follow those ayats. And there are certain ayats of the Quran Sharif which are hidden. The meaning is not very, very clear, it's a bit obscure. Regarding those meanings, example, Ruhullah, Isa alayhi salam is the Ruh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Kalima of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we can't say Isa alayhi salam is the Ruh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, he came into existence, Allah ta'ala blew the, Jibreel alayhi salam blew the Ruh, so special closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is called Ruhullah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says those ayats of the Quran Sharif, the person mustn't dive too much into it. The hand of Allah, istawa al-arsh, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has manifested Himself on the earth. All of these ayats of the Quran, a person mustn't delve into it deeply. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He is the only one who knows the meaning of it. And those who are firm in knowledge, they say, Amin Nabi, we accept the meaning of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means by it. We do not delve into it. And then they make dua to Allah ta'ala, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. O Allah ta'ala, do not turn our hearts away after You have given us hidayat and guidance. You have given us guidance, don't turn our hearts away. Our buzrooks and our pious elders mentioned, we should try to recite this dua every day. This will inshallah save a person's iman. He will leave this world with iman by the barakat and blessings of this dua. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِيخْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدِ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَابِ. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that in this world there are many, many beautiful things. Allah has created the love and the desire for these things, whether it's woman, children, lot of wealth, beautiful cars, vehicles, animals, businesses a person has got. Allah has created these things. ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. These are things to be utilized in this worldly life, but a person mustn't put his heart in there. What is more important is akhirat, the life of the year after. Allah has prepared for those who have got the quality of taqwa, jannat. Allah has got beautiful, beautiful wives for them, and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what a person must make effort towards. And the qualities a person must have, that he must say, oh Allah, I accept. Oh Allah, I've got weaknesses and faults, make me maaf, forgive me. Save me from the fire of Jahannam. He must have the quality of sabr, patience. Was-sadiqeen, he must be a truthful person. Wal-qaniteen, obedient to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Munfiqeen, he must spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal-mustaghfireen bil-ashar, and at the time of sari, he must make istighfar. The whole night he is performing tahajjud salat, but still he humbles himself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, realizing, I cannot fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that remember the day of qiyamah, when every single person, whatever actions he had done will come in front of him. Good actions and evil actions. When he will see the evil actions, he will wish that only between him and his evil actions there was a very, very big distance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I'm warning you people, وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا. Allah is warning you people about the day of Qiyamah, and we have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also encourages us, never ever take the kuffar and disbelievers as your friends, leaving aside the believers. If you do so, you will cause great, great harm to yourself, which in the fourth part Allah mentions in much more greater detail. Thereafter in great, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said one thing about the Christians was, they claimed to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they were not prepared to follow the teachings of the Anbiya alayhim salam. So Allah ta'ala says that if you people claim you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. It is not a mere claim, I love the Nabi of Allah, but you do not follow them. A person has to follow the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, then only he'll be successful. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in great detail mentions about Maryam radiallahu anha, the wife of Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. people regarded her as a god. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions how exactly she came into, how she was born, and about the birth of Isa alayhi salam, which is a sign of the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he was never ever the son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Maryam radiallahu anha was not the wife of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'udhu billah. But they were servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in detail how they themselves claimed that we are the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how the people tried to cause harm to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. They made their plans, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and Isa alayhi salam was lifted up to the heavens. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in great, great detail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentions one evil of the Christian people is, some of them, in the morning they accept Iman, and later on, after a few days, after a short while, they become kafirs again. And the object of this is to turn people away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a habit which the Christians still today have got, and many, many batil firqas and groups have got, that outwardly they accept Islam. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, many, many people accepted Islam on his hands, outwardly Christians. He gave doubt to a lot of people. That is why many, many Muslim people flocked towards him. And eventually later he started claiming Nabuwat. So he was completely destroyed. In today's time also, we get many, many people like Dr. Zakir Naik. Thousands of people are following him. Slowly, slowly, they misguide people after that day. First, in the starting day, they show a very good face. Similarly, Maududi. Similarly, Harun Yahya, his books. Many people are reading his books. Outwardly, they are very, very good. But eventually, they misguide people. So, we should be very, very careful. Hazrat Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, rahmatullah alayh, when he was told about Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, at that time, it wasn't apparent. He said, I feel great danger for this person. He doesn't have any spiritual guide, a person to guide him. So those who do not have the akabir and the elders over them, we should be very, very wary about such people. Even though outwardly they are showing many, many people the right path, we should never ever follow them. Always follow those who the buzruks and the pious people of the time. They look at the good eye with those people. Inshallah, our iman will be safe because of this year. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that all the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they accepted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam before in alami arwah, in the world of the souls. They accepted the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, when he will come, he will definitely help him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving da'wah to the Christian people also. You suppose we have accepted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of this para mentions that the worst sin is a person, he accepts iman, and thereafter he becomes a disbeliever, he becomes a murtad. Allah ta'ala says, on the day of Qiyamah, if he leaves this world without iman, his actions will never be accepted. Even if he has to give the whole world in gold, Allah ta'ala will never accept it from a person. In the next part of the fourth para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, if you really want to attain piety, you will have to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and spend those things which you love. وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِعَلِيمٍ. And whatever you are spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is fully aware of it. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Hajj, the great importance of Hajj. And if a person doesn't make Hajj and he has got the ability and capability, وَمَنْ كَفَرَ, Allah uses very harsh words against such a person. It is like a person has become a kafir, he is like a disbeliever. Doesn't become a disbeliever. But these are the words Allah Ta'ala is using to show how evil his quality is. When a person could have gone for Hajj, he doesn't visit the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us, وَعَتَصِّمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold firm onto the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of you. That is the Quran, the teachings of the Quran Sharif. And do not have disunity amongst yourselves. Remember, once you were all enemies, but Allah Ta'ala joined the hearts. When people held onto the Quran, the teachings of the Quran Sharif, Allah joined the hearts of people. And then they became brothers because of this great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Shaykh al-Hind rahmatullah alayhi said, that this is the solution of the problem. He said, I spent many, many years in jail, and I found out and I thought to myself, what is the solution of the problem, the solution to the problem facing the Muslims in the world? I realized that there's two things. One is holding on firm onto the Quran, the Kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and spreading the teachings of the Quran throughout the length and breadth of the world. And the second thing is, as far as possible, not to cause disunity in the Ummah. He said, inshallah, by means of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them to the Muslim Ummah. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that amongst you there must be one jamaat of people, always calling people towards righteousness, goodness, commanding right, and preventing people from evil. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. They are the successful people. And when people will stop commanding righteousness and preventing evil, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment will come upon the people. And even the righteous people, they will also be destroyed. So this is a very, very important duty also, to call people towards righteousness and prevent them from evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you are the best of nations. أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You have been taken out for the benefit of mankind. Complete mankind, every single human, Muslims and non-Muslim people, commanding them towards righteousness, and the greatest righteousness is Iman, and preventing them from evil, and the worst evil is kufr and shirk. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Yourself you must have Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if the people, Ahlul Kitab, the Jews and Christians accept Iman, لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. It will be very, very good for them. So a person must give da'wah towards them, towards Iman and Islam also, towards Muslim people also, those who are not on deen. It is the duty and responsibility. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that never ever take the kuffar and disbelievers as your friends, because they will leave no stone unturned in causing harm to you. They hate you. They like things which causes harm to you. قَدْ بَدَتِ الْبَغْضَاءُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Hatred has come forth from their mouth. وَمَا تُخْفِي صُدُورُهُمْ أَكْبَرْ. But what their hearts conceals is even worse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you love these people. وَلَا يُحِبُّونَكُمْ. But they don't love you at all. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْكِتَابِ كُلِّهِ. Whereas you believe in the whole kitab, in the Quran Sharif, you even believe in their kitabs, which wasn't changed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these people, they've got so much of hatred for you. Why you got love for them in your hearts? You shouldn't have love at all. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the battle of Badr, very, very briefly, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help came to them, to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And yet the underlying point is that those who followed the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, those who followed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Allah gave them victory against all odds. And then Allah ta'ala mentions in great detail the battle of Badr and the battle of Uhud, where the Muslims, they went through some difficulty, they went through some loss, some hardship. And the main reason for this was that one command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam they did not follow. This was training for them. Allah ta'ala wanted to teach the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till Qiyamah, that as long as you will follow the path of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will be successful. Look at the battle of Badr. 313, you were completely successful against 1,000 people. The battle of Uhud also, the Muslims started off on a winning note. They were winning the kuffar and disbelievers. They were 700 against 3,000. They were winning them. But because some of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, slightly their hearts turned away from the command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was a mistake, a small error on their side. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions also, Allah forgave them. And this was teaching the ummah, teaching us also, that we must never ever go against the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Outwardly, no matter how much of benefit, worldly benefit you will get, but there will be great, great harm for the Muslim ummah because of this year. So this lesson is taught in this surah here. In great detail, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the battle of Uhud. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the great rank of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, how they iman, they remain steadfast in such difficult conditions also, trying conditions, but they were still very, very steadfast. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions before that every one of us must hasten towards Jannat, the object of life. سارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض. Hasten towards the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hasten towards Jannah. The breath of it is the heavens and the earth. Massive it is. وعدت للمتقين. It has been prepared for those who have got the quality of taqwa. Who are the muttaqeen? What qualities do they have? Number one, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. In good conditions, in difficult conditions, they are spending the wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, وَالْكَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. They have got anger within themselves, but they manage to control their anger. Number three, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. People do wrong to them, they are very easily forgive people, they overlook the faults of people. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Never mind forgiving the faults of people, they even do good to those people who cause harm to them. And whenever they do any wrong, they are human beings, they will make mistakes, but immediately they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the azmat and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they make istighfar, they ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, such people, ulaikajas, no matter how many times they make the sin, lot of times, hundreds of times they make the guna and sin, but each time they ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness, Allah won't regard them as a person who is making israr, who is firm on his sin. Allah says, the reward for such people, Allah will forgive them. And Allah will give jannah for such people. So these people who have got the quality of taqwa, such taqwa they have got within themselves, they will always be successful in life. So in the battle of Badr also, in the battle of Uhud, this is the quality which Allah Ta'ala wants to teach the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Islam is not based upon certain individuals, certain personalities. Even if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Nabi of Allah, he has to pass away, Islam will still remain in the world. So do not run after personalities, that only if this person is alive, then only deen's work can take place. Even if the Nabi of Allah is not alive, Allah is the one who will look after the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was teaching the Sahaba radiallahu anhum in the battle of Uhud. There was a rumor that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away. It was actually training for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum after the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He must still remain steadfast and he must continue spreading the work of deen, the work of Islam. The person, Muslims will never ever lose hope. They must always have, they must never be mayus. That a person loses hope now, Islam, what is happening to Islam? Imagine the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but still the Muslims remained steadfast and Islam even spread more after that day. So there is never ever need for despondency and despair amongst the Muslim ummah. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. After the battle of Uhud, they were completely finished, they were tired, and they had been defeated. 70 Sahaba were martyred, but still the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba again, only those who have taken part in the battle of Uhud, they must march again. At Hamra al-Asad, there was a fear that the kuffar will come back and attack the Muslims. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all of us, let's go again. Immediately they stood up. They accepted the command of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After difficulty had come upon them, and they went there and said, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for us, and He is the best helper and assistant. When they went there, the kuffar got frightened and they ran away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them dunya also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them bounties. They went there, there was a market taking place. A lot of money also they earned. Allah ta'ala granted it to them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاءَهُ. Shaitan is the one who comes and he makes his propaganda and he tries to make the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frightened. Don't ever fear them. وَخَافُونِ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you have got iman, fear only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Coming to the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that every single one of us, remember, we have to pass away. وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The full reward a person will get on the day of Qiyamah, not in this world. In this world also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant a person some benefits of whatever actions he is doing, as we are reading in the kitab, Jazawul Amal. A person will get the benefits in this world. But the real reward is on the day of Qiyamah. The reason for this is this world is too small to take the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah has kept it for the life of the year after. Who is successful? فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازْ. A person who is saved from the fire of Jahannam, entered into Jannah, he is a successful person. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. But in this world, the outward world is a deception for people. It is a box of deception. Many, many people look at it and they get fooled by it. So the Quran Sharif opens up the deception of this world and explains to us to not become fooled by it. The last ruku Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there are many, many clear signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the creation of the heavens and the earth, changing of day and night. The people who are intelligent, they will take lesson from it. And who are the intelligent people? They will make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all conditions, standing, sitting, lying down. And they will ponder about the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After pondering, they will say, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Oh Allah, you have not created this in vain. There is a purpose and objective behind this here. Oh Allah, we have accepted iman. So Allah, save us on the day of Qiyamah from disgrace. وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِيَادِ. Do not disgrace us on the day of Qiyamah. Whatever you have promised us, O Allah Ta'ala grant it to us, and O Allah forgive our sins. And in the last page, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions that لا يخرنك تقلب الذين كفروا في البلاد. Those people who are disbelievers, running around in the cities, from one place to another place, they're going shopping, they're going enjoyments, entertainment. Do not let it deceive you. It's enjoyment for a few days. ثم مأواهم جهنم. Then they will go forever and forever into Jahannam, a very, very evil place. Those who have got the quality of taqwa, they had abstinence in this world, Allah has prepared jannat for them. Forever and forever they will be successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. The last ayat, that you have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have got this quality of taqwa, you have built it up within yourself. The fear, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. You will definitely be successful. Allah will grant success to such a person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those people.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن معاذ رضي الله عنه أن رجلا سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال أي الجهاد أعظم أجرا؟ قال أكثرهم لله تبارك وتعالى ذكرا. قال فأي الصائمين أعظم أجرا؟ قال أكثرهم لله تبارك وتعالى ذكرا. ثم ذكر الصلاة والزكاة والحج والصدقة كل ذلك. ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول أكثرهم لله تبارك وتعالى ذكرا. فقال أبو بكر لعمر رضي الله عنه يا أبا حفص ذهب الذاكرون بكل خير. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أجل. رواه أحمد. حضرت معاذ رضی اللہ عنہ فرماتے ہیں کہ ایک شخص نے رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے پوچھا کون سا جہاد کا اجر سب سے زیادہ ہے؟ ارشاد فرمایا جس جہاد میں اللہ تعالی کا ذکر سب سے زیادہ ہے. پوچھا روزہ داروں میں سب سے زیادہ اجر کس سے ملے گا؟ ارشاد فرمایا جو اللہ تعالی کا سب سے زیادہ ذکر کرنے والا ہو. پھر اسی طرح نماز، زکاة، حج اور صدقہ کے متعلق رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ وہ نماز، زکاة، حج اور صدقہ افضل ہے جس میں اللہ تعالی کا ذکر زیادہ ہو. حضرت ابو بکر رضی اللہ عنہ نے حضرت عمر رضی اللہ عنہ سے فرمایا ابو حفص ذکر کرنے والے ساری خیر و بلائی لے گئے. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا بالکل ٹھیک کہتے ہو. حضرت معاذ رضی اللہ عنہ رپورٹ that a man once asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which Mujahid Islamic fighter earns the greatest reward. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the one who excels in the dhikr of Allah. The man further asked, which of those who keep fast attain the greatest reward? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "The one who excels in the dhikr of Allah." The man then repeated the same question regarding salah, zakah, hajj and sadaqah, and each time received the same reply, "That is the one who excels in the dhikr of Allah, jalla jalaluhu." Upon hearing this, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu said to Hazrat Umar radiyallahu anhu, "O Abu Hafs, it seems as if the dhakirin, those who make the dhikr of Allah jalla jalaluhu, have taken all that is good." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "Most certainly." Hazrat Muaz radiyallahu anhu reports that a man once asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Which mujahid Islamic fighter earns the greatest reward?" Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "The one who excels in the dhikr of Allah." The man further asked, "Which of those who keep fast attain the greatest reward?" Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again replied, "The one who excels in the dhikr of Allah." The man then repeated the same question regarding salah, zakat, hajj and sadaqah, and each time received the same reply, "That is the one who excels in the dhikr of Allah, jalla jalaluhu." Upon hearing this, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu said to Hazrat Umar radiyallahu anhu, "O Abu Hafs, it seems as if the dhakirin, those who make the dhikr of Allah, have taken all that is good." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "Most certainly."
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم، أنا جليس من ذكرني. دل میرا ہو جا ایک میدان ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو. اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب غل، درد دل ہو، درد دل ہو، درد دل. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 لا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اس دنیا میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگی، جن و انس و حور و ملائک، عرش و کرسی، چرخ و زمین، کون و مقام لائق سجدہ تیرے سوائے نور مبین. کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں، کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں. اب تو رہے بس تاڈا میں آخر، ورد زبائے میرے الہ. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر، چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو، بد کردار و ناماسیہ. تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب، تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب. بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ، اب تو رہے بس ٹاڈ میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا یار رہے یار میں تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس ٹاڈ میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ یاد میں تیری سب کو ملا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے تجھ پر سب گھر بار لٹا دو خانہ دل آباد رہے سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دو غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دو تجھ سے فقط فریاد رہے اب تو رہے بس ٹاڈ میں آخر ورد صبائے میرے الہ نعرہ مستانہ خوش می آئے دم تابد جانا چھنی می بائے دم اللہ جل جلالہ و تعالی شانہ اللہ راجز آسما ہم دم نبود ناز را غیر خدا محرم نبود ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی اب تو عجب تو خلوت ہو گئی نام لیتے ہی نشہ سا چھا گیا نام لیتے ہی نشہ سا چھا گیا ذکر میں تاثیر دور جام ہے اللہ 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 اپنے ملنے کا پتہ کوئی نشاں تو بتا دے مجھ کو اے رب جہاں. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.